Show today. Partner, our next guest is a pretty big deal. You know, if someone sponsors a segment that you're a part of, you got to be a big deal. He was also the 2016 recipient of the Elf of the Year Award, and he's actually got a trophy to prove it. Mayor Dennis Handball. Mayor Handball, thanks for coming on. How are you?
My pleasure. Welcome, sir, and we appreciate you being here in Medina.
Well, there are a lot of awesome parts of Medina. Let me tell you, a lot of great businesses here. We're in one right now, and we actually sampled the Time 2 restaurant yesterday. We each had a... It was a chicken jerk sandwich, right?
Yeah, it was delicious.
Oh, it was fantastic. So we're getting some of Medina's finest on our brief two-day stay here, too. But obviously, a lot for you to be proud of here in this great city.
Yes, sir. We're the square is at 100% occupancy. Every time we have a vacancy, we have 5 to 6 people lined up trying to get in there. So that's a good problem to have. Castle Noel here, they bring down buses year-round, many visitors, which then all the other businesses benefit from. And we do our best to keep the city as upkept as we can. We have 72 flower pots in the summer. In the winter or fall now, you can see they're decorated with Halloween decorations, and that's a contest who can decorate the flower pots the best. So it's a fun place to be.
No question about that. See, I mentioned you were sponsored. I didn't say who you were sponsored by, though. But, see, when you're a big deal, people want to sponsor the segment you're on. And, of course, this portion of Spotlight Medina with Mayor Handball brought to you by Medina County Visitors Bureau. Find links to festivals, shopping, events, and attractions all across the county at visitmedinacounty.com. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, we talked about all the great things going on here, next door, across the street. Next year is going to be a really big one for the city of Medina, celebrating your bicentennial. What kinds of events do you guys have planned?
So it actually starts in November of this year, so later this month. And every month they're going to have an event. They're going to have concerts. They're going to recognize Black history. They're going to have parades. They're going to have fireworks, bands. And then at the very end of November of 2019, then there'll be some sort of dance or celebration ball to cap it all off.
That's a lot of history going back 200 years. I mean, obviously, there are a lot of cool things, I'm sure, that stand out as you look at the long-storied history of the city of Medina. Are there a couple of things that stand out to you? Not just one. I'm sure there are several. But what are the two or three things that stand out most to you in the history of this great city?
Well, the city, the president of Old Phoenix Bank, they were very involved with the Underground Railroad to help free some of the oppressed Americans from the South. We're very proud of that. Some of our residents actually came up, their ancestors came up from the South to get away from the slavery and the oppression there. And the other thing is just the historic downtown, the fact that we've been able to preserve that, maintain those buildings, and keep the small town feel in a modern day conveniences, but a small town feel with the history is something special.
You had talked about how a lot of new businesses are interested in coming into the area. There's actually a waiting list, which is a wonderful problem to have. What are some of the new businesses that have thrived in this great city?
Well, we had a popcorn shop open up with multiple flavored popcorns. They bake dog biscuits near the popcorn shop. We've had numerous restaurants. Some of them have been here for probably over 30 years, and others are more recent, from gourmet hamburgers to gourmet hot dogs to an Irish pub to Time that you mentioned. Main Street Cafe has been here for decades. We're really blessed to have such a variety. And it used to be when we had an event downtown, there would be a lot of people drawn to it. Now, any night of the week, if you're up on the square, it's people walking around. They might have dinner at one place, ice cream at another place, a cookie at a third place. So just a lot of good support for our businesses.
Mayor, I wanted to jump back to something you had mentioned earlier about the Halloween celebration and the people decorating the flower pots outside of their shops here in the area. I mean, there's got to be a lot of sense of pride as the mayor of a town and a community that's willing to come out and do things like that. Because I know a lot of times it's this city that really dresses things up from that standpoint. But for the community that have that much pride in the downtown is something pretty special, isn't it?
We we really were blessed here. In fact, I get up every morning and I pray and thank God for, for all that we have and to kind of lead us in making the right directions, how we treat people, how we interact. But really, I think what's so special about Medina is the collaboration. The city, the chamber, the schools, Main Street, Medina, and all the local businesses are all working together to help support the downtown. So it's not the chamber doing their thing, the city doing their thing, the schools doing theirs. We're all working together to make Medina as special as it is, and we're hard to compete with with all that going on.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And again, we're speaking with Medina Mayor Dennis Hanwell. It's brought to you by Medina County Visitors Bureau. And well, I'm sure you guys have a lot of big plans for the holiday season. Personally, I would just bring everybody to Castle Noel to celebrate the holiday season. I'm not quite sure if there's a better way of doing it, but this is just a wonderful place. What kinds of things does the city do during the holiday season?
So on the weekend before Thanksgiving, we light the downtown. So 7 p.m., all of the council, city council, all of the business leaders, myself, we have a ceremonial tree lighting and then light all of the businesses, the rooftops. So that's Friday night, and then people are literally standing in line to get their picture taken at the Christmas tree on at the gazebo. I mean, lines that'll go till 10:30, 11 o'clock that night, just waiting for their chance. And they make postcards to send to people, or it's an annual tradition for their family. And then on Saturday night, we have what's called a parade of lights, which is going to be two to three times as big this year because the bicentennial, more people involved. And we actually parade around the downtown with lighted floats, and I've been asked to be the parade marshal this year. I've never been a parade marshal before in my life, so that's kind of
a lot
exciting.
Of responsibility there. Yeah,
right. Fun. A horse-drawn carriage, and then at the end of that, we clear a safe zone and put fireworks off from behind the courthouse, Common Pleas Court, synchronized to music.
Wow!
And I've been there when the weather's decent and you literally couldn't drop another person from the center of the square to the storefronts of the businesses is wall-to-wall people. We have to direct traffic around the square just to hold all the people that come. So
that's fantastic. Fun. Yeah, no kidding. What with the Christmas tree, where do you guys get that from? I'm just curious. I always am a tree.
Yeah, usually each year somebody is interested in donating it to the city because of the pride of having it in the gazebo for the whole Christmas season. So my parks director, who is our former forester, will assess the various options that we have to find one that's the right height, the right width, and will look good in the gazebo there.
That's really cool that you guys incorporate the fireworks and sync them up with the music. I mean, I've seen many, many fireworks shows in my day. As a matter of fact, I've probably seen hundreds. I don't know that I've ever seen one with a holiday theme, though. I know it might sound odd to some people, but most of the ones I see are in the summertime. There's just something different, I would imagine, though. Seeing that in the wintertime is a nice little kickoff to the holiday season.
It is, very much so. And it's very well attended, very well supported. And, again, it just draws massive amounts of folks to the downtown, and our businesses all benefit from that.
What kinds of things do you hear from some of the residents about the bicentennial? Because it's obviously a cool celebration. You mentioned for you guys it'll be a year-long celebration. It begins here in November. It'll go through next year. What kinds of things are you hearing from the residents about the way they'd like to celebrate the bicentennial?
We've got a very diverse committee that helped plan. We've been planning this for 2 years because what we heard from other cities is they tried to do it like a few months ahead of time, and it just wasn't enough time. And so the residents are very engaged, very involved, have offered suggestions. We're doing a time capsule that's being donated by one of our local businesses, Standard Welding. And again, what we're trying to do is pass on the history to today's generation, and then hope to have that history then preserved for future generations.
Very cool stuff. Well, as we get into the holiday season, you see things like this pop up. Obviously, a lot of reasons to celebrate. You know, to get into your background a little bit, you know, are you born and raised in Medina?
In Medina County.
Medina
actually,
County.
Brunswick.
Brunswick,
yes,
okay.
Right.
So not too far from here.
Right. I started with the police department, though, before I was mayor. So I worked 26 years at the police department, 13 as the police chief. And when a former mayor decided not to run, the mayor here is also the safety director, so I thought it would be a good transition. And we had so many good department heads, I didn't want to take a chance. I was civil service protected, but I didn't want to take a chance of a new mayor coming in and wiping those folks out. So I took a chance. I had enough time that I could resign as the police chief, and I was elected in 2009. And then again in 2013, and I'm unopposed here next Tuesday, actually.
Yeah, well, that's 5 days away already, isn't it? It doesn't feel like Election Tuesday should be here already.
Crept right up on us.
Well, you know, last year it didn't feel like it crept up on us. Last year, because of all that was going on, it felt like it couldn't get here fast enough. But yeah, it's obviously a little bit different this year. So you went from being the police chief to being the mayor. Was that a weird transition for you?
Yeah, it was somewhat different because then you're overseeing a variety of departments, but it was an opportunity for me to, we received state and national recognition for some community policing initiatives that we did. So what I did is took that same philosophy to the entire city now. And that's how we run the city is everybody's involved. Doesn't matter if you're the water guy or if you're the parks guy or whatever. If you see a piece of trash, you pick it up. If you see a defect in the road, you report that. So we don't have people all compartmentalized, and that's really one of the things that we did with the community policing is make the officers responsible for everything. Now I've got just that many people in the city responsible for everything, and that's why it looks the way it does.
And does it help? I mean, obviously, coming from that instance, you're obviously working with the police and everybody else. I mean, being on that side of things, the stepping to the political aspect of it.
Yeah, I'm not much of a politician.
Yeah.
I know how to do the job, and I know how to manage people and delegate and those type things, prioritize things. So having a safety background, I can tell you, as a mayor, is helpful being the safety director. Because if you bring somebody in that's never been involved in, a lot of times they have ideas, well, maybe we should do this or that, but they've never done the job. So it's hard for them to really grasp it. So I have the benefit, really, of both.
Very nice. Well, we're shining the spotlight on Medina here at Castle Noel, and it's got to be great to have a business like this here in your backyard. This place is really awesome. We've been blown away not only doing the Alien Mini Golf Vacation deal next door. Boy, here you could just get lost in this gift shop. This place is just fantastic. I have to ask, though, have you gone down the slide?
I have. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, you're not old enough to be on that wall of fame. We were talking with Mark Claus yesterday. You got to be old enough to go to be on that wall of fame.
No.
At your ripe young age of what, 32, 33? you're not old enough to be on that wall of fame, but I'm sure that picture exists somewhere out there.
Yeah.
But tell you what, Mayor, this was a lot of fun. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, and boy, what a wonderful city. Like I say, we've had the opportunity to get around here a little bit the last couple of days, and thanks so much for playing host to us.
Well, sure. We really appreciate you doing the radio station from here, and I just want to close by saying we're blessed to have Mark Claus here, and this was actually my former church. We built a new Methodist church, and Mark took this over, and it couldn't have been a better fit for Medina with what the city does for Christmas and what he does.
Yeah, an incredible transformation, no question about that.
Yes,
Mayor, thank you again very much.
Hey, thank you, Bo.
All righty. Mayor Dennis Hanwell joining us here, and again, his appearance brought to you by the Medina County Visitors Bureau. Time for a break.